word might be used to describe him. One word begins with O.
Often.
All right. Would you use that word for a child that's kept in an institution, kept by the county or the state, or would you use it for someone who lives with another relative, or how would you use it? Or both cases, or how? What would you call a child who stays in an institution who doesn't have his parents?
That would be an orphan, wouldn't it?
The same thing, then?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What about a person who is appointed to look after an orphan? Who is that, or what is that called, that person? Can you think what that is?
Judicial.
All right. Guardian. What is it?
Guardian.
Okay. Thank you. Now, if a woman gives a party and invites all the people that are related to her, and if she has a big family, look out. But let's say she has a party and invites all the people that are related to her. You would say she asks all
her people.
All right. Would you use this same term to describe the people living in your house? Or might you refer to them as something different?
Family.
You would
the
say
one, the
family.
Ones in the home, yes, family.
Right. But if you're talking to all of the people in a big family, you would say they are your
peoples.
All right. Now, still on this same idea with people related, you might say, yes, she has the same family name, and she does look a bit like me, but I'm actually... Now, you're not related at all, but you say, but I'm actually no
way like her.
All right. Is there any other way you might say to express that you're not related to one another? I'm no to her.
I am no kin to her.
All right. Someone who comes into town and no one has ever seen him before. He's a what?
Stranger.
Mm-hmm. Would it make any difference how far he came from? If he came from another country, would you call him a stranger still, or would you call him something else?
No.
You would still call him the same thing?
Yeah.
Would you ever use the word foreigner?
No.
Foreigner. All right. You would call someone coming from another town or someone from another country the same thing. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
And that would be a...
Stranger.
All right. Now let's go over some names together, Lucille. I want you to pronounce these for me, please, as loud as you can. What is the name of the mother of Jesus?
Mary.
And what is the name of George Washington's wife?
Martha.
All right, what is, this is a nickname for Helen, begins with an N, and your cousin J.C.'s wife has this name.
Nellie.
All right. What's the nickname for a little boy named William?
Billy.
And would you pronounce his real name?
William.
All right, do you know who wrote the first of the four Gospels? That is, what is the first book of the New Testament in the Bible?
Matthew.
Now, what is a woman who conducts school? What would you call her? She is a...
School teacher.
All right. Can you tell me any old-fashioned terms that might have been used around people?